I want to teach you tonight about the government of God, the government of Yahweh, the government of Yahweh. When Yahshua prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," he wasn't just saying words. He meant it. Because in heaven, the will of Yahweh is always being done. For that will to be done on earth, there must be a people in rhythm with heaven for that will to flow through. Until earth connects with heaven, there's no conduit for that will. Because Yahweh gave this earth to Satan. I was in Christianity all my life. I never knew that Satan, that this was his earth. I thought that this was Jesus in control of the earth. If it is, God help us all. Because this world is in trouble. The earth is in trouble. As a matter of fact, if you look at the screen, the world is a very different place than what it was 20 years ago. How many of you remember 20 years ago? And you don't recognize the world you even live in anymore. I promise you, if somebody would have told my grandparents when I came home from school that there was transsexuals in the library reading to us, honey, they would have been a whole can of whoop you know what open downtown. Things have changed. And I've come to tell you they're not changing back. They're not going back because the clock is ticking. We are moving every moment towards the great coming of the Son of Yahweh. Oh, even so, come Yeshua. The world is a very different place. I said this to my wife the other day. 20 years ago, I could have sent my children to public schools. But now, if you send them, you are sending them to the altar of Moloch. They can't survive now. You listen to me. They will come home not even knowing what sex they are if you send them to government schools. I need everybody to hear me. That's not an education anymore. It's indoctrination. Your children are in trouble. There is no turning this clock back. The world has changed. And you, before the foundations of the earth, were chosen to live in this hour to be the end time light. Many of you can't wait to get to heaven. Well, forget that. But you can't wait to get there and talk to Paul. I just want to talk to Paul. Paul is waiting to talk to you to find out how you survived Laodicea. How did you make it through the darkest time in the world? You've got what it takes, or you wouldn't have been born in this hour. You are the end time house of Israel. You've got what it takes. I need everybody to hear me tonight. I come to tell you, you're living in the dark. You're living in darker hours than they lived in the Colosseums of Rome. Because there, they were killing you and you knew what was going on. Now they're killing you and you don't even know you're dead. They're destroying the two witnesses. They're killing them and laying them in the street. You were born for this hour. Amen. Brother Jonathan, would you come turn this speaker to my ear here? Now, there are many more threats that we have to contend with than your grandmother had. You can't even get people to come to church anymore. Thank you, sir. There's more threats today than there's ever been. And I want you to hear me. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I asked the Lord this week about those that were shaken out of here. And I was weeping before the Lord in my car and wondering, what did we do? And I heard the trees shaking. I heard the fruit falling. Dead fruit was falling. Rotten fruit was falling. But the real fruit hung on the vine. God said, let everything that can be shaken in this hour. But somebody is going to stand for truth. I'll stand by myself if I have to, but I'm going to be caught standing at the end time. Hallelujah. Next screen, quickly, brother, go to the next one. There are many more spiritual threats that we face every day now, many more than we've ever faced before. Next screen. Sin is much more rampant, and chaos has become common. How many remember there was a day when we didn't live in chaos? There wasn't chaos in our politics. We were a civilized society. Anybody remember that? We were a good, boring, civilized society. Amen? We were civilized. But that is all changing. Chaos is the order of the day now. Next screen. When you look at the television next, you watch the news and look at the entertainment industry, and you'll find, next screen, that there is so much hatred and idolatry. Next screen. And pride. Somebody say pride. That has infiltrated our culture. Next screen. And if you're not careful, you're going to be influenced by the spirit of this age. I want to tell everyone listening to me, there's a spirit loose in the land today. And if you are not very careful, it's coming after you. There's only one hiding place. It's in obedience to Yahweh. That's the only hiding place we have left. Next screen. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are a believer tonight, you have been called not to let your love, next screen, grow cold in such an evil world. We are living in a day and an hour where you, the saints of Yahweh, are allowing your love to grow cold. And you're getting caught up in the drama. You're getting caught up in the chaos. You're getting caught up in the dog eat dog. You're getting caught up in the hype of the moment. And your love for people is growing cold. It's getting harder for you to love people, because people are getting harder to love. Amen. It's getting harder for you to love people because people are turning into animals now. But you've got a duty in this hour to wrap yourself with the love of God for fallen man, the love of God for broken people, the love of God for animals that live among us. You're growing cold in this evil, sinful world. Next screen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, I want to read to you. This is the great prophecy chapter of the Gospels. You should know it by heart. This is such an important chapter. Now, here in chapter 24, Yahshua went out, verse 1, and was leaving the house of Yahweh when his disciples came to show him the buildings of the house of Yahweh. But Yahshua said to them, "Do you see all of these things? Truly I say to you, there will not be one stone left sitting on top of another which will not be thrown down." Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be?" And then they asked him two questions. "What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And here's what he said in verse number 4. They wanted to know the sign that he was about to return. And he said, "Be on guard. Let no man deceive you." If you want to know the sign of the coming, it's not dried up rivers and it's not climate change. If you want to know the sign of the coming of Yahshua, it is deception wrapped up like the gospel. "For many will come to you as preachers, not as devils, but as preachers, saying that I am anointed to preach the salvation message, and they will deceive many." And then he goes on to tell what's going to happen to them. And then verse 12. "And because of iniquity," or lawbreaking, or lawlessness, the breaking of Yahweh's love, the breaking of law will abound. The sign of his coming is when we throw the law in the streets. When the law breaking abounds, then the love of many are going to grow cold. "But he that endures to the end," "the same shall be saved." They ask him two questions. What is the sign? Next screen, brother, follow me. They said, "When is the fall of the temple? And what would be the sign of the return of Yahshua?" One happened very quickly. And that was the fall. Keep going, brother. Just keep going quickly. Quickly, quickly. Follow me. Right there. The fall of the temple in Jerusalem. Next screen. That happened in 70 AD when the Roman army came in and dismantled Jerusalem. Next screen. But the other has not yet happened. Next screen. That is the return of Yahshua. Next screen. In response to these questions, Jesus says in Matthew 24 and 12, "Because lawlessness," go to that screen, brother, "because lawlessness will be increased." He said, "This is the sign of my coming. When you go to church and you are told that the law was nailed to the cross, you can know that I'm about to return." When the majority of the Christian church does away with the law, the Torah, which I'm teaching on the Torah in the morning. When they do away with the Torah, the law, you can know. When they wrap it around Christianity, or they wrap Christianity around that lie. When you go to church and you're told that lawlessness is okay with God, you can know you've been deceived. If you're in a church that's preaching the cross, but they're not preaching the message of that cross, which is take up the cross and follow me, you've been deceived. You're living in deception. Lawlessness will be increased. You know, I used to laugh. Everybody threw a fit when we took the Ten Commandments out of the courtrooms. Anybody remember that? They threw a fit when we took them out of the schoolhouses, but you didn't say a word when they took them out of the church. I promise you, I'll pay you $100 if you tell me the last time when you went to a Christian church and they were preaching on the law of God. Deception is in the land. And you have got to endure that deception. Because guess what? The Holy Ghost is falling in their churches. You know why? Because inside of that deceived church, there's one or two that belongs to Israel. So he sends the rain to bring out those that are waiting for the voice of Elijah. Go watch my video, Why Does God Go to Church on Sunday? It's on FHTV. I know he goes to church on Sunday. Oh, I've seen him. Because he said, I'm standing at the door and knocking. If there's anybody in there that will let me in and sup with me, I'll bring them out. He's looking for Israel. When the rain falls, don't it fall on the tares and the wheat? You know why people are being deceived? Because they're having a move of God amongst a move of deception. God does that on purpose to find out who Israel is. Only an Israelite will hear when somebody's not preaching the Shema. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. There's no one beside him. Only Israel picks up on that. Do you know that's why the Jewish people, this ministry, we have converted Jewish people to Christ. They're on our Zoom tonight, probably one of them. Do you know why? Because we believe in the Shema. And they said Christianity doesn't believe in the Shema. We could never deny the Torah to accept Christ. But this ministry says you don't have to. We bring it all together. Hallelujah. Next screen, the love of many will grow cold. Next screen. There will be a time when increased lawlessness will happen. And the goal of everyone in this room tonight is not to allow this increased corruption to make your love grow cold. We can see an increase, next screen, in many areas of lawlessness today. Next screen, many commit vicious crimes out of impulse, like the riots we just had. Next screen, but you will find more increased lawlessness in the church than you will in the world. Be not deceived. Now, how can we not be deceived? I'm fixing to teach it to you. It's called the government of God. Let's read 2 Peter chapter 2, 10 through 13. What you're going to learn tonight will forever radically change your life. And that's not a cliche. I give you my word on it. Because it changed mine. 2 Peter chapter 2. And we're going to go to verse 10 through verse 13. There are those that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and they despise government. I could quit teaching right there. Brother Vaughn, how do I know if I'm walking in the spirit? It won't be the same sign as walking in the flesh. And what did Peter just say? Walking in the flesh is despising what? If you're in this room tonight, and you despise government, you're of your father the devil. Now, government's a fancy word. Let me break it down to what it really means. Authority. Everybody says that they're submitted to authority. And I want to ask you, who? Who are you submitted to? Oh, God, don't go there because I'm fixing to clean your plate tonight. Nobody can hardly pass that one test. In the last days, men will walk after the flesh, and the first sign of it is they will despise authority. I told you tonight's lesson's going to be you got to be ready for it. He said they despise authority. The reason they do it, they're presumptuous and self-willed. They are not afraid to open their mouths against government. They never think twice about running that mouth against those in authority. I just like to get quiet sometimes, just let it simmer. Because that's preaching all by itself, really. But listen to what he said in verse 11. He said, y'all are doing what the angels won't even do. Whereas the angels, who are greater in power and might than y'all are, they will not even bring an accusation against another angel before Yahweh. Do you know that's why Gabriel? That's right. Do you know that's why Gabriel did not rebuke Satan? He said, the Lord rebuke you because I'm your equal and I don't have the authority to rebuke you. So I can only do it in the name of the Lord because I have no authority. I'm your equal. Gabriel said, the Lord rebukes you, not me. Because I'm submitted to authority. And Lucifer at one time was Gabriel's authority. Lucifer was governor of all the angelic host. Gabriel was under Lucifer. That's why Gabriel would not rebuke his authority, even though that authority had fallen in sin. When you're walking in the flesh, it's all about you, your feelings, your emotions. And tonight, if you're going to be an overcomer, see, we love that word, overcomers. We love to hear me preach and get up here and run and scream about overcomers. But I come to tell you tonight, the first thing you got to overcome, and you hadn't done it yet. I promise you, some of you in this room ain't done it. I know 12 of them that walked off this week hadn't done it. I come to teach you tonight, if you want to walk in the Spirit, you better learn to love God's government. Let's read verse 12. But these, like natural animals, did you hear what he calls you? Who? What's he talking about? These. Those that despise government are animals. Made to be what? You keep walking in rebellion to God's government and you'll be made to be taken and destroyed because you can't be broken. You speak evil of the things that you don't even understand. And you will perish in your own corruption. And you will receive the reward of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to riot. They are spots and blemishes reveling in their own deception while they go to the Feast of Tabernacles with you. A bunch of animals keeping the feast. Because you've not learned the secret to walking in the Spirit. It's walking in humility. And it's walking in obedience to the government of God that He has placed on this earth. Now, I want to give you a disclaimer. Go to the next. That's fine. Stay right there. There's two types of authority. Legitimate Amen. And I've got to give you a disclaimer. If it is illegitimate authority, Yahweh doesn't recognize it. And if you submit to illegitimate authority, it is the same as not submitting to authority. I will prove it to you. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12. Y'all might as well get comfortable because it's going to be a long night. Read that for me, somebody. Elder Morgan, grab your microphone and read this. I'm fixing to show you illegitimate authority, and if you ever submit to it, you'll come under the curse of it. And I'm fixing to show you, before I get started on tonight's lesson, yes, I said started. Before I get started, I got to do a disclaimer. I got to teach you the difference in godly authority and devil's authority. Read for me 1 Timothy 2 and 12.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence.
Now, I'm not getting on that tonight. Y'all know what we believe here. You know we support women ministers. And I've done a whole teaching on this. But I'm going to tell you what this is saying. If you go in somebody's house and there's a man and a woman, and the woman says, I've been voted in as head of the house. That's illegitimate authority. And anybody that submits to it has submitted to Jezebel.
Right. Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Now, amen. Let's say right now that they wanted to vote in a new pastor here. All right? And they go out and they go all down the streets and tell people, come on to the church. We're fixing to have a vote. And the people ain't even members of this church. They dead voters is what they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on. I'm trying to help you understand where I'm going tonight, okay? You go out and you get Sally Sue and Susie Q. You get everybody on that street. And they don't even belong to this church.
Yeah.
Their votes is phantom votes. Yeah. They just ballots that you gathered. And you bring them all up in here, and my God, we got a house full ready for a vote.
Yeah.
And y'all vote in Jacob as the pastor. Jacob ain't no more the pastor than a man in the moon, because that was an illegitimate, illegal vote, and it does not count for nothing. Now, if anybody in this church then submits to Jacob, you have submitted to deception. You have submitted to rebellion. You have submitted to demons. And now you know why we have fought so hard against Joe Biden. We're not fighting against a government. We're fighting against deception. And you need to understand what legitimate, and I'm going to tell you tonight how to know when you see a true teacher of the Word of God. Who to really submit to. I'm going to teach it all to you tonight. But I'm going to tell you, don't submit to usurped authority. If you take the throne illegally, you're not really sitting on a throne, and I'll never submit to you. I'll give you another example. What if I came in here tonight? What is the law of the church? Right here. I'm the pastor, but I'm not the law of the church. This is. You understand? This is the Constitution. Got me? If this Constitution says, obey them that have the rule over you in the Lord, and I am walking in obedience to this Constitution, I then have legitimate authority. But if I come in here tomorrow night and I say, here's what we're going to do. Patrick, you're going to swap wives with Andrew. And Tilly, you're going to swap husbands. And now, I may be the pastor, but what just happened to my authority? Yeah. It's fake.
Yeah.
Why? Because I got out of this.
Yeah, you got out of the word. That's right.
This is the authority of First Harvest Ministries, not me. But according to this authority, I have been placed here to oversee the work of God.
Come on. That's right.
And as long as I'm in this book, let's go and build something for Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I ever get out of it, call me on it. But as long as I'm walking in the book, I'm safe. Do you hear me? You see, as long if the president, if Joe Biden said tomorrow, everybody bring your guns and turn them in. Are we in rebellion if we don't? No. Why?
Because he's illegitimate.
The law of the land.
He's out of the book. Yeah.
When you hear false doctrine and you sit under it, you have submitted yourself to an illegal authority.
Amen.
And the curses of Yahweh come upon you.
Yes, sir.
When you listen to ministers teaching lies, you have submitted yourself to demonic. That's why people hate us, because we will not surrender one ounce of our God-given authority. And neither does Donald Trump. Why do you think he's not conceded yet? He knows he's the legitimate authority in the United States of America. He will never give it up.
Amen.
You can't go create something called COVID in a Wuhan. If I'm on YouTube, I'm going off now. Anyway, you can't go create something called COVID and then create deception and call that legitimate.
Come on. Amen.
Now, I had to lay all that out for you because of where I'm going. If I wouldn't have done that, you wouldn't understand what I'm fixing to teach you. 1 Samuel 15, verse 23. I want to talk about this anti-government spirit that's in the land today and in the church. 1 Samuel 15, 23.
For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
How many's ever said, we don't want no witches in this church? When you find someone that won't submit to government, you found a witch.
Amen.
Y'all, I'm going to make it plain tonight.
Come on.
We don't want no witches in here. You got them.
Yeah. Amen.
As a matter of fact, there's a witch in this town. Her name's Jennifer. She's a friend of mine. Sweet lady. She practices Wicca. And she loves me. Loves this church. She tells everybody I'm the only preacher in town preaching the truth. Yeah, she tells everybody. She listens to my preaching. I just can't get her to give up her pentagram yet. But I am less scared of Jennifer than I am these hidden witches in the church. Because at least she wears her pentagram publicly.
Come on. Amen, Pastor.
Right.
Amen.
It's these hidden witches that you got to watch out for.
That's right.
Amen. God said rebellion. Somebody does. I tell you what, let's break it down. What is rebellion? Let me get somebody to answer that for me. Sister, no, somebody might think I'm talking about them if I call their name. Sister Denise, what is rebellion? Now, here's the problem. We say it's disobedience to authority. But then my next question is, okay, how could you be rebellious because you don't even know who your authority is? So therefore, you could never be rebellious because you don't claim no person as being an authority over you. I'm not talking to you. It's euphemistically. So until you can tell me who your authority is, you can't never be rebellious. And therefore, you can run around this whole rebellion thing. I'm not rebellious. I serve God. And yet, the Bible says, and it always goes back to what the Bible says, if a man says he loves me and does not keep the commandments, and one of those commandments is not to walk in rebellion. So tonight, I want to ask you, is there, and y'all, this is going to be so real. Some of you may not be back in the morning. I'm used to losing people. But this is going to get so real tonight. I'm going to dig to find out if there's any rebellion hiding in your heart and mine. Sister Katrina, if there is, we will never make it in the first resurrection. Quit playing with God. If there's rebellion in your heart tonight, it's time to spit it out. You don't need Greg Locke to cast it out of you. You can spit it out all by yourself by the preaching of the Word of God. There's a sword in my hand tonight, and it divides asunder even to the bone and the marrow.
Amen.
Rebellion is witchcraft. You know why? Because in witchcraft, they have no system of authority.
Come on, no order.
Everybody is, what do they call the word? They don't have any leader of the coven. They don't have any, they're soul practitioners. Meaning they do their own thing. Nobody tells them what to do. Nobody holds them accountable. And God said that he hates it. If it's in your heart tonight, we're going to dig it out.
Amen.
And I may be left with 5 people in this church, but we're going to be an obedient people from the pulpit to the back door, because that's where the blessings come from. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Keep reading that verse 23.
And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Stubborn. Does anybody in here ever brag that you're stubborn? Well, you know what Yahweh says about you?
Come on.
Mic drop.
You just said it.
If you're stubborn, what does Yahweh call it?
Rebellion.
It's as iniquity and idolatry.
It's lawlessness. And in the end time, what would abound? Lawlessness. Rebellion to authority. That's why people jump from church to church. It takes about a good 6 months for people to find you out. Some people sooner than that. Because whatever's in there is going to be manifested before the assembly. That's why people don't go to church. They hide behind monitors and watch it live. I'm not talking about those that can't get here. Because you don't want to be accountable. What does God think about rebellion? Does he welcome dissent? Does he encourage us to disparage the government that he has placed us under? Let's read what God's view of government is. Next screen. Exodus 22 and 28. I want y'all to read this scripture, and when you read it, I want you to let it simmer on the stove. Exodus 22 and 28.
Thou shalt not revile the gods nor curse the ruler of thy people.
He's talking to Israelites. There's two things you better not revile: God and the leader of the people.
Come on now.
Amen. Order. Order. Yahweh said it.
I didn't write this, y'all.
Come on.
If you're getting uncomfortable, get uncomfortable with the book.
Yeah, Yahweh said it.
Did Yahweh just make the ruler of the people equal to himself in that command? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He said, don't curse me or the ruler.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because when you curse the ruler, you cursed me. I want to teach you tonight how to walk under the blessing. Get rebellion out of your heart.
The ruler is a manifestation.
That scripture said, don't curse God. Well, I'll curse him, but I ain't going to curse God.
Yeah.
If you're an Israelite, you've got a command. Now, this is not for the world.
That's right.
This is for Israel. The Sabbath ain't for the world. It's for Israel. For right now. He told Israel, if you're going to be an Israelite, don't you curse Yahweh or the ruler that I've set over the people. The Hebrew word for revile means to take lightly, to esteem it as nothing, to make jokes about it, to treat it with dishonor. God commands that we don't esteem him lightly, or the ruler of the people. Now, here's my question, Brother Basta. Do you believe that God ever changes? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? If this command came from his mouth and you're now cursing the ruler of the people, has that God changed?
No, sir.
But notice he says this for the ruler. Referring to a public official or a church leader or any official, if they're legitimate.
Amen.
God pairs the leaders of government in this world. Before 2020, I have never lifted my voice against any president of the United States of America. I have against their sins. Barack Obama with his sin against trans, I did on gays in the military, but not the office.
Yeah, that's right.
Or the man in the office.
Amen.
Until 2020. Why? Because the man in the office ain't supposed to be in the office. And my standing against him is me standing for the legitimate authority.
Amen.
Y'all better learn this. God doesn't want you to have an attitude of a contempt towards true, legitimate government of the land or the family or the church. You know why? Because your attitude towards government will be your attitude towards the God of that government.
Well, come on. That's good.
Satan hates government. Because the issue is so critical in our relationship with our Creator, Satan attacks government. He hates government more than anything. Why do you think he's attacking Donald Trump every way he can? He hates legitimate government. He hates it more than anything. So here's what he does. Satan influences the earth with broadcast. He's the prince of the power of the what? Where does he transmit his signal? In the atmosphere. Just like a radio tower transmits a frequency. Satan sends out a frequency. And what is that frequency? Rebellion.
Amen.
And you'll wake up one day mad at the ruler and don't even know why you're mad. caught that frequency.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you wasn't protected by the word of God. And when that frequency came to you, you became an antenna for that frequency. And now you're mad. You don't even know why you're mad. You're about to quit the church, and when somebody asks you why, well, I don't know, but I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to prove you something. Quit picking up those frequencies.
Amen.
Quit picking them up. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
When you feel that first sign of rebellion in your heart, you come out and throw it out of you and say, let me get to the church and serve somewhere. Let me do something for the work of God. Don't be a radio signal. Don't be an antenna for that signal.
Amen.
When it comes into your mind that someone has hurt your feelings, you know what you do with that signal? You tell it, I don't have no feelings, darling. I don't even walk in my feelings. I walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
If you've still got feelings, you're not dead yet.
That's good. That's good.
Elder Baker, you can't hurt my feelings.
Come on.
Because they've already been crucified with Christ.
Right.
Amen? Brother Durfee, there's nothing you can do to hurt my feelings because I understand who's really trying to hurt my feelings, and it's not you. Hallelujah. When you understand that, you don't have feelings anymore. You just have faith. Hallelujah. Satan wants you mad at the world. He wants you mad at those that have messed you over, those that have done you wrong. Listen to me. If you don't get over the ones that have done you wrong, you will be mad at the world, and the world don't even care that you're mad. You'll walk around thinking somebody owes you something, and they don't even know they owe you anything. Let it go. And walk in victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know how Satan destroys the church? He does it by sending these broadcasts.
Amen.
There's some of you in this room right now. You get hurt at me, or you get hurt at leaders. You get hurt at others. You know why? Because Satan sent you this thought in your head. They don't love me. And the minute you take it in, you've become a tower for his signal. But the minute you say, you know what, Satan? I know better. You know what, Satan? You better get out of my head right now. You will not turn me into you. I will not walk in rebellion.
That's right. Amen. I refuse.
I know when I walk in church and try to hug people and I get that stupid little, you little devil, you. Get victory.
Victory.
Quit walking in rebellion.
Yeah.
Submit yourself.
Yeah.
And let God bless you.
Yeah.
Or you'll live your whole life cursed.
Yeah.
God blesses you when you submit. And get that out of your heart tonight. Are you a satellite station? Someone read Proverbs 17 and 11 for me. I've got to hurry. I want to tell you, don't let rebellion in your heart. I come tonight to try to save somebody from a dark, dangerous road. Proverbs 17 and 11. Read it for me, brother.
An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him.
Someone that lives in rebellion will get bad news every day of their life.
Yeah. Amen.
What a word.
Yeah.
What a word.
Yeah. That's why their life's a mess.
Wow.
An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger shall be sent against him.
You'll have cruelty in your life every day when you don't submit to the government of God in your life.
That's why nothing goes right.
Bad news after bad news after bad news will come your way.
Amen.
When you're walking in rebellion. But the Bible said an evil man runs when nobody's chastening.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll be on the run all the time. Moving from one place to another because you just won't submit to the teaching of the word of Yahweh.
That's right.
Let's not kid ourselves. Satan has deceived 95% of the world, 99% of the church, and he uses subtle messages to inject poisonous anti-government. How many's ever said these words? I'm going to find out if there's rebellion in your heart. How many's ever said, they're not going to tell me what to do?
Yep.
If you have, you're an evil person.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
Or how many's ever said, ain't no man going to tell me?
Come on.
I'm digging, is all I'm doing. Yeah. I'm digging, trying to get the gravel. Or how many's ever said, I'll obey God, but I ain't obeying a man?
Come on.
Wow.
You're full of rebellion.
Full of rebellion.
Get it out.
Get it out.
And recognize God in the man.
That's right.
Do you know that's why the Jewish people are still cursed today? Because they didn't recognize God in a man.
Yes. Come on, Pastor. Come on. That's good.
I'm going to serve the Lord than serve man.
Amen. The manifestation of Yahweh.
Somebody's going to get this tonight. Somebody, you got your heart's going to be broken tonight. That old clay is going to crumble, and you're going to understand that God is bringing you into this ministry to bring you under submission to the word that's being preached, that he's sending forth. Oh God, may we line up completely to the truth that's being preached here.
Oh, hallelujah.
I want to tell all of you something. That think you know this message. You know the Sabbath. You know the holy days. Let me tell you something. If you don't know the love of God and the love of people,
amen,
you don't know this message.
Yeah. That's right.
We're not here to keep the Sabbath while we hurt our brother. We're not here to keep the holy days while we run our leaders down. We're not here to, we want to get this whole thing right. We want to get it right from top to bottom, from A to Z. We want it all right.
Amen.
God's government is the most important issue to God. When I leave this church and I go to travel, as me and Brother Kendrick serve as the head of this local assembly, when I leave men to preach in my place, or women, whoever's preaching. I leave my government in this church.
Amen.
Elders, ministers, bishops.
Amen.
What if somebody said, while I was gone, well, now I'll listen to Pastor Vaughn, but I ain't listening to you.
Yeah. Come on.
Rebellion.
That's my government.
That's right.
When you disrespected them, you disrespected the one that ordained them to be in that position. Is anybody listening?
Amen.
That's what you do when you discard the man of God. You discard the God of the man.
Come on.
I didn't want to teach this. I knew I had visitors coming, but it is what it is, baby. It's truth.
Amen.
And if you've got the Spirit, you'll hear it as truth.
Right.
You'll know that I'm trying to save you from a hard life.
Amen.
Of rebellion. Very few will accept what I'm teaching tonight, that government is everything.
Everything. Amen.
Do we have the right attitude towards government? This takes constant self-examination. I need you to hear. It takes constant self-examination.
Amen. All day, all night. Come on.
You don't think I don't see the fault in Donald Trump? You don't think I don't see the stupid things he says sometime? You don't think he don't send out a tweet that makes me cringe sometimes?
Amen.
See, people got it wrong. I'm not worshiping that man. I'm worshiping the God that raised that man up in spite of that man. Y'all are a bunch of Trump worshipers. No, we're God worshipers. And God raised him up. So therefore, we worship God by serving the man. You think Donald Trump gets it right every time? No. He didn't get it right with COVID. He didn't get it right with Fauci. He didn't get it right with a bunch of people. But he's still God's man, and I'll still stand behind him.
Amen.
Don't call me a Trump worshiper. Call me a God worshiper. Because I can guarantee you God didn't raise up Joseph Robinette into that office. I know that.
Amen.
That's why I fight against that illegal government.
Amen.
Because I love government. Katrina, I love government, and I despise usurped government.
Amen.
That's why I can't stand to see a woman talk to a man like she's a low-down man herself.
Come on.
Right.
You Jezebel witch.
Ooh.
How dare you think you're equal to a man?
Right.
Ooh. Might not should have made that trip down here, huh?
Preach it, Pastor.
Wow.
They ain't one woman equal to a man, and they ain't one man equal to a woman. I didn't say one was better than the other, but they ain't equal.
Amen.
You can't make a dog equal to a cat. It don't mean the dog's better than the cat, but they'll never be equal.
That's right. Amen.
Is my head equal with my foot?
No.
Nope.
This is the head.
Come on now.
Amen.
I see why some of these men divorce some of these wives. And I see how some of you men treat your wives, and I see why she leaves y'all behind too. You know why I can preach like this? Because all you got to do is look at my queen over there and see how I treat a woman.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
That baby don't want for nothing. She's provided for.
Amen.
She's loved on.
Amen.
Today I went and massaged on her. She was hurting. Oh, crawled right up there, and her back was hurting. I just laid on her, pushed her legs forward. I love on her. I go talk to her while she's getting ready. I love that woman, and I've never mistreated her. But you know what? That woman worships the ground I walk on. You know why? We have a godly marriage. We know we're not equal, but we know we're working together in an unequal position. Hallelujah. You men, if you'll treat that woman right, she'll bow down to you.
Amen.
If you'll love her, she'll bow down to you.
Amen.
You don't preach submission. You earn it.
Hallelujah.
I can't preach submission to this church. I had to earn it. Husbands, love your wives. Spoil them.
Amen.
Love on them.
Amen.
Make love to them. Don't let no other man take her from you. Be good to your wives, and your wives will be good to you.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Amen. That's a godly marriage. That's exactly right. Do you know why women have to usurp authority? Because your behind won't quit playing Xbox and go to work.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know why women have to leave the church?
Come on.
Because you sitting down there won't live right, and ain't nobody else to lead it.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Men want to say women shouldn't usurp authority. Well, then if you'll get in your authority, they won't have to. God's calling men to rise up and stand in their place so these sisters can stand in theirs. Amen. Hallelujah. You, I told you some of you weren't going to be able to take this one tonight.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm trying to help you.
Preach it. Preach it, Pastor.
When you preach hard like this, people, they're so used to being tenderized and coddled. And I just made up a new word. Coddled. If you're not careful, your rebellious spirit's fixing to show in this building.
Amen.
Wow.
And everybody's going to see it. You may want to hide it a little bit better.
Amen.
Wow.
Because the preaching of the word examines our hearts.
Yes. Amen.
He wants us to walk in submission to one another.
Amen.
The Bible said, submit yourselves one to the other.
Amen.
Accountable to one another. Amen. Husbands and wives, brothers and sisters in the church.
Yeah.
Submit yourself to one another.
To another.
And watch the blessing of God come upon your life.
Amen.
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 There's three realms of government. The home, it all starts in the home.
Yes.
The nation and the church. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about government and the nation, but I would like to read Ecclesiastes 10 and 20. And we're going to let you go. Eventually. No, I didn't call it a closing now.
Oh, okay.
I still got to get to the first one. I appreciate godly women in this ministry.
Amen.
Some of them preach, some of them pray, some of them prophesy. But every woman here is a servant.
Yes.
Every man here is a servant.
Amen.
We all serve one another. You need a helping hand, we got you.
Amen.
Nobody here is going to struggle. We're going to cover one another.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, read that for me, Elder.
10 and 1.
Ecclesiastes 10 and 20.
Curse not the king. No, not in thy thought. And curse not the rich in the bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter.
Anytime you're running down the leader, somebody's going to tell on you.
Amen.
But you know who's going to tell on you? That very person you told them. Now, don't tell nobody what I'm fixing to tell you.
Amen.
He said, don't curse the king.
Amen.
Because it never turns out well.
Come on.
Because I set that king up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 13 and 1, and then Daniel 4:17. Let's read Romans 13 and 1. The reason I'm reading these scriptures, because I just want you to hear it from the Bible.
Amen.
Romans 13 and 1.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of Yahweh, the power that be ordained of Yahweh.
Wow.
The powers that be are ordained by Yahweh.
The authority came by Yahweh.
Amen.
Let's read Daniel 4:17. What happens when you put your hand against the powers that be? You have put them against God himself.
Amen.
Boy, there ain't no screaming going on in here tonight.
Come on, Pastor.
I told the Lord, please don't make me do it. I promise you I could have preached y'all happy in here tonight. Thank you.
We're always happy to be in the house.
That's the faithful ones right there.
Yeah. Amen.
Daniel 4:17. Read it.
This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
Now hold on. The Most High rules in the governments of men.
Amen.
And read.
And giveth it to whomsoever he will.
He gives governments to whom he will.
Amen.
Read. And who does he put in those governments? Read.
And setteth up over it the basest of men.
He sets up undeserving and even sometimes ungodly men. That's what the Bible said. People get mad at me for saying these things, and I'm just reading the Bible. The one you claim to believe from kiver to kiver, cover to cover. It said three things. Yahweh rules through governmental leaders. And he sets them up, takes them down. And he sets men up that you probably wouldn't approve of to be over those governments. That's a powerful verse. I'm one of those men he set up that he shouldn't have set up. The basest of men, the worst of men. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't deserve to sit at this desk.
Come on.
But he did it.
Amen. That's right.
And I'm just here.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did anybody know the Bible said all that?
Amen.
So what happens when you lift your voice against the ones he's ruling through?
You're lifting your voice against him. Yep. You're rebellion. Rebellion against Yahweh.
Romans 13, verse 2. Verse 3 and verse 4. I want you to listen to what Yahweh calls the physical man that is ruling. Romans 13, 2, 3, and 4. Read.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of Yahweh.
Hold on. Whoever resists the government, the authority, has resisted Yahweh himself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If God put the man there, don't put your hand on him.
Come on.
Because when you resist it, you're resisting God himself.
Come on. Right. Amen.
Read.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
My God, my God.
Wow.
Yep. Read.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil.
You ain't got to be afraid of the pastor if you're living right.
Come on.
Wow.
If you ain't running your mouth and causing division and confusion, because according to that, the ruler is not a terror to those that's doing right.
Come on. That's what it says.
Yeah.
Amen.
The only people that don't like him is the ones running him down.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Why? Because God said, I set government up. Let me tell you, government is a necessary evil. It is.
That's right.
Let's say you take me and brother, let's take me and brother Basta, sister Basta, and brother Ezra, and put us on an island by ourselves. Okay. Now, for about a month or two, we'll all do fine.
Yeah.
One day, Brother Basta's going to wake up and realize I didn't wake up as early as he did and doing as much work as he's doing.
Come on.
Up until this point, we didn't need a government because we had the law of God. That's why Israel, when they wanted a king, it hurt Yahweh's heart. Because if they would have just lived by the Ten Commandments, they would never needed government.
Amen. Amen.
Okay? So we're all on that island. And then a few more of you move on that island. And now all of a sudden, you wake up one day, Brother Durfee, And somebody's done stole your dog.
Yep.
There ain't but 8 people on this island.
One of them got it.
Somebody's got the low-down dog. What do we need now? Because now there's been an injustice. Man's evil has required what they hate.
Come on.
I'm going to help you. If nobody would have stole the dog, commandment number, thou shalt not steal. If nobody would have stole the dog, we wouldn't need a government. So now all 8 of us get together. Nobody knows who got the dog. So now we decide we need a government. So we're going to elect us a sheriff to go find the dog. Now 8 more people found out about the island and they move on the island. And 8 more people come. And then we start having children. Now, all of a sudden, we can't get together like we used to in the beginning at that tree and in the middle of the island and have our government meeting. Now we move into faraway parts. So we send a representative to the tree to represent us.
Amen.
It's a necessary evil. And the only reason the government's there is to make you afraid. Listen to me. Ain't one of you in this room scared of no police until you go 56 over into 55. Ain't nobody looking in their rearview mirror if they go in the speed limit, not one of you. But the minute you hit that 60, you start looking, making sure nothing. Why? Government is there for terror. Yeah. Government is a terror against evil. Until you get a fake government and then they become the terror because of evil. But in a legitimate government, they are there to keep you from breaking the law. When God gave you a preacher, he gave you a government official that, yes, you should have terror against breaking the law of God. He's not there to bring you terror. He is a terror. You know when he's a terror? When you know you got to go sit under his preaching again after you did what you just did.
Amen.
But notice what he said. See, the problem is the modern church thinks the preacher is your friend. I ain't none of your friends. I'm your pastor.
That's right.
And when I'm in this pulpit, I don't have a friend.
That's right.
Now, when I come out of it, I'll try to make you happy every way I can.
Amen.
But when I'm coming from the desk, when I'm coming from the book, the book itself is a terror against ungodliness and against sin and against the breaking of the law of Yahweh.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You ever heard somebody say, don't tell the preacher? God wants you to learn to submit so that you don't have to walk in terror.
Amen.
You know, if we ran church the way we should run them, the church is really a courtroom.
Yeah.
Go look up the word church in ecclesia and kahal, and you'll find out it was a legal courtroom setting. It's where the saints come in. I've heard for years the church is where people get saved. Show me one scripture in the Bible where the church was ever where people got saved. That's the problem with today's churches. They're trying to save sinners that ain't nowhere in the building. Sinners don't go to church. They go to bar rooms. You want to have an altar call? Go to the bar room.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on, Pastor.
You know why people hate when I say that? Because it goes against everything they've ever believed. You go look in the New Testament. You go look in the New Testament. It was a training center for the saints of God, like you're getting tonight. It was a judgment hall where sin was judged, where Ananias and Sapphira fell dead, where they brought in those that were in sin and brought them before the church. We need to go back to accountability. When I was a boy, we had confession services. Y'all know nothing about that. Mm-mm. I heard some things, honey. Let me tell you, child. But we were confessing to one another. Because you were our brothers and our sisters.
The Bible says,
if I can't confess to you, who can I confess to?
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Finish reading that so we can go on.
Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power... authority, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same.
Amen. For just do what's right.
Amen.
And you'll love to hear that preacher every time you hear him.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
You won't have no fear of the preaching. But tonight, if any of you have felt something tugging on your heart,
amen.
That's not me.
Come on.
That's the Father saying, I want you to get rid of everything.
Everything.
Everything that makes you look like a witch.
Oh, come on. Amen.
Move quickly, Brother Call. Let's get out of there. I'm not even going to talk about on the job.
You want to read that last verse?
Might as well.
For he is the minister of Yahweh to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain.
My God.
For he is the minister of Yahweh. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
Powerful. That's right.
That's the job description of a true preacher.
Come on. Amen.
Amen. Wow. He is the minister of Yahweh. So when you say you fear Yahweh, but you don't fear the minister of Yahweh, you don't fear Yahweh.
You don't fear Yahweh.
I wish I could talk about on your job. I would read Ephesians 6, 5 through 7 about y'all that's running your bosses down. You know it's a sin to run your boss down?
Amen. Yeah.
You know why? They're your government.
That's right.
Authority.
He's an authority.
That's right.
Yep.
Sister Denisa, I went in Claiborne Hills, I think yesterday. Everybody was talking about how much they missed you there. Everybody. You know why? You must have been a light there. Everybody said, we miss Denise, one lady, short white hair, went to church here before or something. Yeah, she said, I miss Denise. I said, well, she got her a good job, a better job. She said, I don't care. I miss her.
Amen.
Now, I guarantee you she wouldn't have told me that if Denise was over there running her mouth about the boss all day long,
nope.
Running the boss down.
Nope.
It's a sin to run your boss down.
Amen.
Brother Vaughn, I don't believe that. Ephesians 6, 5 through 7. But y'all really want me to go there? I'm not, because I'm out of time. Baby, if you can't talk good about your boss, find another job. But don't sit there and be a witch.
Amen.
Wow.
We don't run government down. We don't run authority down.
Amen.
We just don't do it. We are the Israel of Yahweh. We know that Yahweh, y'all going to make me read this verse because I see some of
it. I got it right here.
Might as well.
Servants.
Servants, employees.
Be obedient.
Be obedient.
To them that are your masters.
To them that are your employers.
Come on now.
According to the flesh, with fear and trembling.
You ought to be afraid of your boss and tremble at your boss.
And singleness of your heart as unto Yahshua.
Because you are doing it. When you submit to the boss, you've submitted to Yahshua himself.
Yahweh said it right there.
Do y'all know I got people don't believe what I'm saying?
Come on. Yeah.
And I didn't write this book.
Come on. I gotta believe it. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes. No, no, no. That was illegitimate. That was let me get to that point. When Pharaoh told the midwives, go take them babies, they said no.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because in those circumstances, it's better to obey God than man.
That's right.
Okay? If your husband tells you to go and murder all your kids, that's illegitimate authority. You can say no all day long. When your employer says you've got to work on the Sabbath, you can say, no, sir, you can take this job and dig it. Okay? Now, before you do that, you be humble and do everything you can to be kind and considerate. Bring him a letter from the pastor. Plead with him to work with you. If they don't, say, call me when you change your mind.
Wise as a serpent.
But don't sit there and run them down, because you're running Yeshua down when you do it. Why? Why? Because that's government.
Amen.
I'm telling y'all, you know what? I feel like digging. I may just dig. I may dig until I fall out of this seat, because I'm working in the spirit. Get it out of you.
Come on, man,
learn obedience. Bishop, is this okay? Learn obedience. I obey that man. I obey that woman.
Amen.
You know why? I know where my blessing is.
Right.
They're blessed. I'm blessed.
That's right.
Because I've submitted to a blessing.
That's right. Amen. That's the Bible's truth.
Good stuff.
Get it out of your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know my wife and I submit one to another?
Amen.
Until it comes time to a final decision. And then I make it after I've listened to her.
Yeah.
Because when it talks about husbands and wives, did you know it said submitting yourselves one to another?
Amen.
Did you know that? It's not a master and slave. This ain't 50 Shades of Nothing.
Another.
We submit one to another. What do you think? Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Submitting.
That's right.
One to another. We're not overriding and we're not slaving and mastering here.
Amen. Yeah.
But at the end of that conversation, the wife will say, but it's up to you.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's a beautiful thing. That is called beauty in the eyes of Yahweh. And if that man messes it up, guess what? You are okay with God. It wasn't you. It wasn't your call.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff.
Yes.
You're not going to hear this in the Christian churches, I promise you.
No.
But I'm trying to help you tonight. Oh, I'm not going to keep talking about the job. 1 Peter 2 and 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Did you hear that? For the Lord Yahshua's sake.
Yes.
So you're not an embarrassment to the government of God.
All right.
I want to say something while I'm on the subject now. And I know I've had run-ins with police myself. But they are the ministers of God.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to have a shooting in Minneapolis or wherever that dude, what was his name, Floyd Boy, whoever he was, then shut up, show your ID, and obey the minister of God, and you won't get shot and your city burn down. I've been pulled over probably 100 times. I ain't got shot yet. You know why? Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
I may think they're wrong, and they've had attitudes before. You know what? The Bible says, submit yourself to every ordinance for Yahshua's sake. Recognizing government in men before you can recognize it in God. When that police says it, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And if he's wrong, go to court.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna work out standing on the side of the road, I promise you.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth, get your lawyer, go to court. That's legal, that's legitimate.
Yeah.
But learn to submit to somebody.
Right.
Y'all raising these children. Oh Lord, no. I got my 21-year-old son in here. I'll still knock his brains out if he talk back to me. I'll still do it.
Amen.
You know why?
Amen.
That boy to this day, my wife can tell you, has never one time disrespected me. He's never raised his voice to me. He has never bucked up to me. You know why? If I can teach you submission, I've taught you everything.
Amen.
Now he gets on my nerves like crazy. I get more Cash App requests from that little guy. But I wanted to teach him submission.
Amen.
Learn to just be kind and obedient. All right, let me get down with this. Let's get off the job. Keep going, brother. Follow me quickly. Let's close it out with this. You got government in the home, the nation, and the church. I'm not going to stay here. Go to government and the church, brother. We are under a government of love here. Love is truth. It is our attitude and our role that provides our happiness. Satan will try to inject doubts into your minds, focusing your attention on the man and his faults.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. Come on now. Come on, friend. That's right.
The moment we start thinking a minister doesn't really know what he's doing, we start becoming susceptible to Satan's radio waves.
Yeah.
Next page.
Amen.
Here's what Lucifer thought. I can do a good a job as God can. I'll ascend up there and just take over.
Yeah, that's right.
Anytime you start trying to ascend where God hadn't placed you, you're like your father, the devil.
Wow.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. I sit here in this church for 5 years. Everybody in town came here to try to take this church from Daddy. They all thought he was dying 10 years ago. He still ain't sick yet. All the young preachers came wanting to take the church.
Yeah, come on.
I sit here for 5 years. Never recognized, they let me preach, but I was never promoted, never told I had a title, never. They never called me elder, I was Brother Vaughn.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
5 years.
Yeah.
Get up here, preach the house down, go sit right back in your little chair.
Yeah.
Amen.
Never one time did Daddy ever say, I'm going to give you the church. Not once.
Come on.
Never one time did he say, you know, if you'll stay here with me, I'll give you this church. Never one time.
Come on.
I just stayed here. And last year, I believe it was at one of the feasts, maybe Pentecost, Brother Sister Kendrick came up here. Last year, took the microphone and said God had told them years ago. Mom, I think, said it. That this church was for me and Karen.
That's right.
And they handed us the reins after we were faithful. If you want God to elevate you, sit your behind down and serve and watch what God will do for you. Serve Yahweh with all your heart, with all your
I want everybody to hear me tonight. Find your place. Don't ascend above nobody.
Amen.
Just get in your place and let God do it. I'm going to tell y'all a story, and I know I'm live, and I hope none of them's listening. I hope I've made them all mad now, and they've all jumped off. Y'all ain't got nowhere to go, do you? Okay, good. Somebody said dead. Seven years ago, two men walked in this church and asked me to start an organization with them because they didn't have one. Long story short, I was pretty much kicked to the curb after we built it up and politics got involved. And when that happened, you can ask my wife, it hurt, oh God. I almost didn't get over it. It hurt me so bad because I was so proud of what we had built and was starting to build.
Amen.
And my wife will tell you, there was one part of me that wanted to go live and tell the real story.
Right.
A lot of people would have listened. I could have caused a lot of damage.
But you have
character.
I could have got people riled up. To this day, until now, I've never mentioned it.
Amen.
I've never said a word.
Amen.
And last year, at the Feast of Tabernacles, the Father sent us 1,200 people compared to what that organization.
Hallelujah.
If you'll stay quiet and let the Lord elevate you, He'll do it in a wonderful, wonderful way. Stay humble before Yahweh. Want nothing but servanthood. You know, last night, there was women and men up here working at this church. And I could call their names, but that's not why they were here. They worked sick and in pain. You know what they was doing? Preparing for your family from Texas.
Yeah.
Making sure that there was food here for you. Preparing for Sister Baker and all of you. They were working.
Amen.
Serving.
Yes.
And ain't one of them got a title.
Amen.
We're just servants.
Amen.
And we're all submitted.
Right.
I don't, you know, some people call me a prophet. I've never used that title. Some people call me an apostle. I've never used that. If I'm a prophet, let me just prophesy. I don't need to be called. I just do it.
That's right.
If I'm an apostle, let me just apostolize. Let me just do what an apostle does.
Come on.
I don't need to be called any of that. Now, there is honor that we give. I understand that. But for me personally, if you love me, call me brother.
Yeah.
We are all brothers and sisters in this great family. And I've said enough tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory! If the musicians would come, praise Yahweh. I pray that you have felt the check of the Holy Spirit tonight.
Yes,
amen.
I pray that He digs out everything that would keep you in witchcraft, in rebellion. And if you have been rebellious, listen to me. I'm talking to you that's not listening. If you have been rebellious, here's an altar. I know your pride probably won't let you come, but if you've been rebellious to godly authority, there's an altar. You know why? In all of our hearts, what